taking huge purchase orders for ammo. But this latest one is coming from the U.S. Postal Service. That's right, on January 31st of this year, the U.S. Postal Service posted a solicitation to purchase assorted small arms ammunition on the federal government's Federal Business Opportunities website, FBO.gov. The solicitation is structured to begin a bidding process for the purchase of guns and ammunition. Well, not only is this request strange for the Postal Service, but the post office isn't alone. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the U.S. Postal Service soliciting orders for small arms ammo? Well, obviously, the agency hasn't explained the why behind their attempt to purchase ammo and guns. But consider this. The USPS has been posting $1 to $5 billion quarterly losses for years. In the fiscal year 2012 alone, the USPS lost a record $15.9 billion. Now, the Postal Service, though, isn't alone. The U.S. government has been purchasing firearms and ammunition off the market at an alarming rate. Multiple federal agencies have recently bought billions of dollars worth of firearms and ammunition. Those agencies include the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Education, the IRS, the Social Security Administration, and more. Now, some believe the feds are stocking up for civil unrest. There's no proof of that. Others say they believe the feds are attempting to take as much ammo off the shelves as possible to prevent that ammo from going public. But what we do know is this. With the national debt at $17.3 trillion, at the very least, this is a fiscal sanity issue. Why would we allow the feds to waste taxpayer dollars buying up huge amounts of ammo for agencies that have no need for them? That's not their money they're blowing on ammo. It's ours. You can find stories that affect your liberty online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of stories I want to get into. First of all, we finally got a verdict handed down in the ex-New Orleans mayor's bribery case. This is Ray Nagin, and apparently he was found guilty. On charges that he accepted bribes, free trips, gratuities, and so forth. It's almost a situation like, why do we even bother asking any longer? We know that that's what the American political system is all about. Get elected, sell out. Get elected again, sell out again. Keeps on there. Now, over at Rolling Stone, Matt Taibbi, who I have a great deal of regard for, has come out with a new article talking about the Graham Leach Bliley Act, otherwise known as the Financial Services Modernization Act of 1999, otherwise known to insiders on Wall Street as the Citigroup Relief Act, because when Travelers and Citi merged all the way back then, it was a violation of the Glass-Steagall legislation that had been put through during the Depression of the 1930s. And this 1999 Act, Graham Leach Bliley, basically said, well, yeah, we know you're not supposed to do that, but we're going to let you. It was the era of deregulation. And Matt Taibbi is doing a look back from now to 1999 and basically saying this Graham Leach Bliley Act was always a lot more than simply the repeal of Glass-Steagall, that it was crafted originally to simply open up Wall Street's floodgates for scams, to basically take off the leashes from these private central banks, these private venture capitalists, these private investors, to simply allow them to run rampant over the American public and its wealth. And it wasn't an accident. It was definitely done by design. Now, getting over to the military, we've been talking an awful lot about these hideously, hideously expensive weapon systems put together by the U.S. government. And they're great money makers for the defense contractors who are very generous in their campaign contributions every election year. And we've been talking about the Independence class littoral combat ships, which seem to be basically headed for the scrapyard. We've been talking about the F-22 going on 5 years, still asphyxiating its pilots. And, of course, the biggest boondoggle of all, the F-35. And the latest scandal on that one is the United States Navy has formally requested that they be allowed to take a break away from developing and producing the F-35 C, which is the Navy's version of this aircraft. Now, members of Congress are in a panic because if the Navy decides they're going to basically take a break here, it could turn out to be a permanent halt to that particular part of the program. But this is the most expensive weapons program in U.S. history, and it's an absolute disaster. But Congress just goes on out and spends the money and hands it out to their districts, and they think this is how you make a nation prosper. But it is. It's a boondoggle aircraft, and yeah, I mean, it's one thing to spend that kind of money on an air combat fighter, multi-role, that could actually go out and accomplish something. But in this case, we're dealing with a hideously expensive aircraft that's already had the statement of requirements revised downward. It's a lousy dogfighter, all kinds of problems with the electronics and the stealth capability. But Congress still shovels money at it because, hey, that's what makes these things work. By the way, if you are a consumer of Uncle Ben's rice, apparently there is a recall involving students and teachers at Katy, Texas, who were exposed to one of the Uncle Ben's rice products that is now bundled as part of the school lunch program, and they apparently had some serious health consequences from being exposed to these chemicals that are in there. It is amazing how products that are provably bad, provably harmful, are simply forced out on the market. They're already talking about new political pressure, new financial pressure to force the EU to allow the importation and planting of American GMO crops, even though the indigenous sovereign populations do not want that. Now, earlier today, we were talking about the Senate Banking Committee was going to interview the new incoming Federal Reserve Chairwoman, Janet Yellen. But apparently at the last second and in their desire to get out of town before it really ices over, they put that on hold. And I guess in D.C. they're pretty much heading out the door right now and trying to get out of town before it gets tougher to move around than it is already. It's an ugly situation there. It really, really is. Story coming out of Freep.com, 4 Michigan cities among the snowiest in America. And they're talking about Salt City in central New York, 81 inches of snow. See Erie, Pennsylvania, 107.5 inches of snow. Buffalo, New York, 94 inches of snow. Grand Rapids ranks third place, 92 inches of snow. Ann Arbor, Michigan, sixth with 71 inches of snow. Detroit is at seventh place with 70 inches of snow. Flint comes in at number 9 with 63.9 inches. That is a lot of snow. And this storm is not over yet. And yeah, I'm going to put my fingers inside my suspenders and I'm going to crow and preen here a little bit. Because all the way back when Al Gore first got up there with Inconvenient Truth and said, the world is getting warmer. It's all the fault of you icky humans. Pardon me. And I wrote the first of several articles of what would become the Climate Gate series. And yeah, we got it right. We absolutely got it right. And I'm not saying that just to hear myself talk, but to hammer home the point that this government, this corporate media's presumption of honesty and accuracy and fairness is now gone. The prudent approach to anything said by the U.S. government or the corporate media is there. It's just another piece of advertising. It's another attempt to sell us products we don't want or impose controls on us, taxes, carbon credits, whatever. It's just a single gigantic media advertising complex whose sole goal is to extract more wealth from you, the American people, no matter how nonsensical it might be. All righty, let's see. Coming up here, interesting little article just got put up here. This is from RIMF.com. A reminder that East Germany's Stasi was as intrusive into the lives of the German people as the NSA is into yours right now. And again, in East Germany, we don't know what civil protections were there. But here in the United States of America, we do have that Bill of Rights. And when that government, that federal government, wanders off that reservation, they're not the legal government any longer. They're not legitimate. They're not lawful. Just out there just having a fine old time about that. Apparently a bit of a stink, and I'm not sure how real this is, but apparently Michelle Obama thought it was funny to take a picture of some of the Obama's family pets dining on some of the White House crystal in China. And, of course, that did not come across too well to ordinary Americans who are having trouble putting food on the table right now. We got to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're catching up on the latest news of this ice storm that is hitting the state of Georgia. And it's not just Georgia. It's all over the Atlantic seaboard. It's all the way out to Tennessee. They're still dealing with something like 250,000 Americans without power in their homes right now, just trying to get everything back up and running. So hopefully these people are going to have the necessary materials to stay warm. over the next couple of days. This storm is going to continue at least well into tomorrow afternoon. As I mentioned earlier, Tokyo has been locked down by their worst snowfall in decades, and we're beginning to see, even in the corporate media, the acknowledgement of the phrase mini ice age, the new Maunder minimum. And that's really what's going on here. All this idea that human activity and that little bit of carbon dioxide was going to dramatically fry the planet, no. That was never in the raw data. And it really is a reminder for anybody who's out there who says there's no such thing as government conspiracies. Yeah, they are. We got one right here, staked out, naked, frozen on the ground for you to study. And it involved our top institutions like NASA and NOAA, educational institutions like Penn State, the United Nations, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. All of these organizations stood hand and glove to assure you that your behavior was a dire threat to planet Earth, that snow and ice were going to be a thing of the past, and it was all your fault. And here we are again. And yes, I'm going to keep rubbing their noses in this because we know what's going to happen. Because of the complete failure of Obamacare to generate these new tax revenues, they need to keep the economy floating again. As soon as the spring melt happens, they're going to hit us with a carbon tax. That's why they just waived the debt ceiling until next year. They're not even trying to keep things under control. They're just going to grab all they can from you. Which reminds me, and I want to hit this point rather firmly. Even though it looks like the debt ceiling technically is being simply waived until next year, that doesn't necessarily mean the financial crisis is any way reduced, because we're still having this ongoing war on Wall Street regarding quantitative easing and the stock market and bond purchases by the Federal Reserve. Now, every month, the Federal Reserve is creating somewhere between $80 and $150 billion out of thin air. All of it technically a loan at interest to the American people. Half of it is being spent on Wall Street to keep the stock market propped up. The other half is being sent to the federal government to purchase treasury bonds. I mean, the Federal Reserve is literally buying ownership of the U.S. government using freshly created ink and paper and numbers out of a computer. But it's only a temporary stopgap. If you do not have physical silver and gold, right now, this moment, as soon as this broadcast is over, is when you should be going out and get some. Go over to Republic Trading Group. We've got them up at the top of whatreallyhappened.com, top of republicbroadcasting.org, and you can go in there and you can get silver and gold rounds and bars. It will give you a good price. Part of the proceeds from those sales go to help support RBN and this show. You need to have that physical metal because we're coming up on a point where that ink and paper stuff is going to be down in Weimar territory. We're going to be seeing Zimbabwe-type currency inflation here. And by the way, little side note, the reason the Zimbabwe banknotes went crazy like that is nobody uses them anymore. Zimbabwe is actually running their economy on currencies brought in from outside the border. So for those who are wondering if there was ever going to be a quadrillion dollar Zimbabwe note, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But anything that is of tangible value, silver, gold, platinum, even copper is now considered an investment metal because it can hang on to its value. You just hang on to that. Put it someplace safe. If you have not done so, if you are a prepper, and right now I think probably a lot of people are thinking about a little more prepping, especially after having been caught blindsided by this winter storm. One good way to make sure that you have silver that is already easy to use as barter is what's called junk silver. And you can get that on websites like eBay, where you're basically getting a bag of pre-1965 U.S. coinage that actually had metal content of value in it, nickel, silver, copper. And you just get bags of that, you put it in your prep kit, and when things really start to go ugly, you've got a recognized unit of value that people will barter for. And you don't need to worry about converting it into Federal Reserve notes or anything, because that'll be a moot point. It'll be, I need a gallon of gas. All right, 25 cents in silver, which is what gas cost before the Federal Reserve got done with all of their game playing. But junk silver is a good way to have physical metal. And again, I'm going to tell you right now, at some point in the very near future, we are going to see the U.S. federal government demand that you, the American people, turn over all of your silver, gold, platinum, molybdenum, anything of any tangible value to prop up the banking system. Why? Because they've done it before. And I think, you know, we were talking at the top of the hour listening to Ben Swan going on and on about all these U.S. government agencies that are buying guns and ammunition with your tax dollars during a time of extreme fiscal problem. And places like the post office are buying guns and ammo. What do you think they're going to do with that? Do they really think that we're going to run on down and crash into the post office and scream about the increase in price on the forever stamp? No, at some point, the U.S. government is going to send out their minions, their legions of enforcers, to go on out and kick your door down and say, we must confiscate your surplus food, your gold, and your silver. We've got, you know, national emergency. That's what they're getting these people ready to do. Because when you look at the agencies and institutions that are being armed, they're not ones that you normally think of as being a problem during social upheaval. Nobody's going to go down and kick down the front door of the National Weather Service for having botched the call on the winter storm. I'm sure there's probably a lot of people who want to, but we understand the reason that happened. And it's got nothing to do with the National Weather Service and everything to do with Al Gore and Ken Lay and Enron and making a bunch of money. But it is very clear, and Ben Swan put it right out there, the U.S. federal government is weaponizing itself and arming itself against you, the American people. Because they don't want to go back to that world where the Constitution starts, we the people, and they have to do what we tell them to do. And that is the crisis that we're really at right now. And again, I do not advocate initiating violence against the government. I'm convinced that there are elements within the government who would like to see that to happen, may even try and cause it to happen. But at this point, it is very obvious that prudence demands you be making preparations to protect yourself, your family, your loved ones, when that government initiates violence against you, because very clearly they're getting ready to do that. Because that's what they know how to do. That's what this government knows how to do. Kill people and take things away from them. Put very large holes in other people's property. That's what this government knows how to do. That's all they know how to do. That's all they've been doing for the last 50-100 years. Is putting holes in other people's property and stealing what's left. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last half hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when we call back in. A little bit of disappointing news coming from the moon. Chinese rover, the Jade Rabbit, apparently has run into a bit of a problem after deploying from the Chinese lander, and it rolled off onto the lunar regolith and did a turnaround, but apparently has hit a glitch in that, for whatever reason, there doesn't seem to be enough sunlight hitting the solar panels to keep the rover going. Now, obviously, as the lunar day cycles through again, there's the possibility it may come back to life. But I can imagine how disappointing that is for those young engineers who worked so hard to get that project up there. And I take it as a little personal pride of my own involvement in the Viking missions years ago. And we used to sort of like go around with our thumbs behind our suspenders about how Viking was the first successful soft lander on Mars. And it's not exactly 100% true. Because the Russians did actually get there first. And they put down their own soft lander on Mars, which operated for a grand total of 12 seconds and then quit. And I know back then it was the space race and we got to be there faster than the Russians and we've got to do this. But knowing what that experience is like of working all those months, years on a mission like that, to have it fail right there at the moment of landing, and I felt horribly for those people, and they deserve their little bit of recognition. Because anybody who's involved in anything like that, look what you're risking. You're putting out on the line. It's not just your career, your academic standing. It is years of your lifespan focused on this accomplishment, this mission. And we all love them when they work. We really do. And we applaud when they work. We look at these amazing things that humans can do. And we say, we ought to keep on doing more of that. So I'm hoping, not that I'm a person who lives on hope, but ideally as the sun comes up over the rover site again, it would be nice if it came back to life. But we'll see what's going to happen. All right, getting back here to NSA and Edward Snowden. Apparently, members of the European Union are rescinding a demand for an asylum request for Edward Snowden to come out of Russia and be able to testify in front of the European Parliament regarding the NSA abuses of everybody's system. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, we're seeing a growing chorus of voices within the EU to not allow the United States to be managing the internet backbone for the rest of the world. And the new model is that if the U.S. wants to run an internet inside the United States for whatever nefarious purposes the NSA needs, that's all well and good, but the rest of the world is moving off and they're developing their own infrastructure. And I think that's a healthy thing. I really do think that's a very, very healthy thing. It is harming American businesses. There's no question about it that in leaving all of our systems wide open for hackers and crackers and various other criminals, the NSA has done a tremendous disservice to the U.S. economy. They have nothing to show for it except a lot of lost business opportunities. Now, there's over at California, as you know, we talk about codes and encryption and strong encryption here in the context of keeping our lives private from the U.S. government. And as I pointed out before, the NSA challenges I created are not really all that sophisticated. The big, deep, ugly secret is that if your encryption is backdoored or if it allows itself to have a limit put on its key, it can be broken by the NSA. And all I did in my NSA challenges was to come up with some off-the-wall methodologies that used encryption keys that are longer than the original message itself. And if you're doing that, all the quantum computers in the world are not going to solve the problem. So there's this engineer over in at the University of California, L.A., named Sahai, who is working on a concept for executable software that is written in such a way that people who are using the software can't figure out what's going on inside. And I think it's a very laudable approach to the problem. In order to have distributable binary encryption that is difficult, if not impossible, to black box. But again, if you go back to a long encryption key, that's what's going to make it unreadable. Now, here's where the story gets really interesting. Excuse me a second. Running out of energy here toward the top. It turns out Edward Snowden was able to strip mine information from the NSA using apparently some off-the-shelf tools that are designed to search, index, and back up a website. Apparently, all Edward Snowden did when he did what he did is he walked into work one day, he had this little jump disk with an indexer backup utility on it, and just copied everything. And apparently, yesterday, it came out inside closed-door hearings inside Congress just how much information Edward Snowden was able to walk out of the NSA with. And they're still screaming, espionage, bad guy, bad guy. But, I mean, how much money did NSA spend on these data centers to have them left wide open like that? And that's a really important question, because every one of these back doors the NSA has put into your tablets, your smartphones, your computers, it's there for the cyber criminals to find, and there are strong indications that's already happened. Remember, the U.S. government has cut itself a separate, distinct set of rules regarding computer breaches. Last Christmas shopping season, when Target was broken into, Walmart, all these retailers were having all that credit card, debit card information stolen. They had to notify the customers. The U.S. government doesn't have to do that. It is still a major scandal that the healthcare.gov website is wide open to being hacked. It's been demonstrated that you can go in there with nothing more than a regular browser and get people's personal medical information. I mean, how much money? We know the volume of money spent on healthcare.gov for a website that does not work. And now it's time to take that step back and take a look at all the money that was spent on the NSA's data centers that don't appear to be able to actually accomplish anything. Utah is still looking at a bill to basically shut down the data center up there. Maryland, I think, was looking at a similar bill. I'm simply saying it will be illegal for anybody within these states to provide utilities for these data centers. And this is going to lead to a confrontation involving the states' rights versus the federal government. And what is going to make it very interesting, because sooner or later it's going to have to go up to the United States Supreme Court, is that issue of the Fourth Amendment and the right to privacy. There is no way this administration can ever allow that to go up to the Supreme Court, because there's absolutely no way the Supreme Court would ever rule that this kind of intrusive use of your property against you isn't a violation of the Bill of Rights. We're not just talking about the Fourth Amendment issues of privacy. We're talking about Fifth Amendment, where the government can't use your property without just compensation. And everything the NSA is doing involves your personal property, your bandwidth that you're paying for, your computer that you own, your smartphone, your tablet. The NSA is using all of that hardware against you without just compensation. That will never survive a challenge at the United States Supreme Court. So, let's see. We have a very interesting story. This is down in Texas. Black man found with cutthroat, missing ear in Texas woods. Cops rule his death an accidental overdose. It's getting a little weird out there here. Been another couple of cases of police brutality. Cop shoots man's service dog during 9-year-old son's birthday party. It's just completely out of control. We talked about this, I think, a month ago, and it's now leading to a lawsuit. 26-year-old Daniel Johnson, was tortured with a taser on his genitalia in front of his family over the issue that his father had accidentally dropped a cigarette and was in violation of the littering laws. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment today. Fox News is actually carrying the report of how Senator Rand Paul just announced a lawsuit versus President Obama, the directors of the NSA, FBI, DNI, FBI, all with regards to the NSA snooping. The U.S. government's position, of course, is that they have all these judges saying that the collection of metadata does not represent a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Of course, we already know from our calculations done on the Utah data center that it has the storage capacity to record the phone calls themselves from every human being on planet Earth for the last 7 years. So the U.S. government is taking the position, what we're doing isn't unconstitutional, and we're not going to say that we're doing anything other than that, and yet the numbers certainly do not line up. Now, it's a nice symbolic gesture that Rand Paul is going to file the lawsuit, and inevitably it's going to have to go up to the Supreme Court. But I'd like to remind everybody The determination of whether a law is constitutional or not is not the sole province of the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court exists to tell the government what is or is not constitutional. We, the people, are allowed to make that determination for ourselves. That is a bias that is enshrined in the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. It is a bias that is encoded in an early United States Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison. We get to decide if the government is playing by the rules or not. And they aren't. They absolutely are not. And I wish Senator Paul well on his lawsuit. And I hope it goes class action, because if it does, I'm certainly going to sign on to it. Because with all the computer equipment I've been using here for the last 20 years, ever since I stumbled over the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster, I figured this government has used a huge amount of my personal property without just compensation, and I'm going to sue, and so should you. Because remember, under the U.S. system of government, this government is the legal, legitimate, lawful government only as long as it is playing within the rules. And we're looking at this ludicrous situation of the government trying to craft a legal argument saying that, no, as a matter of fact, the federal government doesn't have to play by the rules. Probably no doubt those judges on the Supreme Court are already getting phone calls saying, oh, no, you better vote to support the NSA, or we're going to start replaying those recordings of you and Fifi's phone fantasies or whatever else. Getting over to the issue of gun rights, and we were talking about that before. Apparently, Steven Seagal, who is still out there grasping his fading fame, has come out and said that he is of the opinion that a lot of these so-called mass murders with multiple guns are, in fact, some kind of an engineered incident. I can't say I disagree with him. I do think that the people who are engineering these mass shootings are deliberately finding shooters who are on these very dangerous SSRI medications. Now, down in South Carolina, their governor, Nikki Haley, is saying that she is supporting a proposed bill that would make it legal to carry guns in South Carolina without a permit or training. Obviously, a very populist position going into an election season. And I'm not saying, I'm not sure I can 100% agree with that. Okay? Because I'm a great believer in the Second Amendment. I think everybody ought to know how to use firearms safely, emphasis on safely. And so I'm fully in agreement with the idea of you being able to pick up a gun, put it in your pocket without a permit. But I'm going to draw the line. I think just like we have driver's education before you're allowed to drive a car, there should be firearms education before you're allowed to operate a firearm. To me, that makes common sense that you would go through that. But we do seem to be seeing a lot of absolutism in the positions that are being taken with regard to the Second Amendment. Certainly the gun grabbers are out there trying to disarm our returning military veterans under the theory that they're suffering post-traumatic stress disorder and should not be allowed to have firearms. Well, what do we want? More police officers with these firearms and tasers torturing people, killing dogs? That's not a solution. It is really, really not a solution. So I'm mostly in agreement with Governor Haley. I do have an issue with the idea of somebody just grabbing a gun and not having requisite safety training. To me, that's just common sense here. Meanwhile, over in Arizona, their Senate panel has approved a new bill. It's heading for the floor of the legislature there that would basically nullify all federal gun laws inside the state of Arizona. And would basically make it a crime for any state agency or employee to assist the federal government in the enforcement of federal gun laws. Let's see. Now then, talked about the encryption. We talked about the puppy dogs and the crystal and the China here. A lot of people still going on and on about Scarlett Johansson and her apparent about face regarding Oxfam and her supporting a business operating out of an illegal Jewish settlement in the West Bank, apparently in order to make sure that those who support Israel's agenda continue to enjoy wonderful careers. Apparently, Scarlett Johansson is going to be honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award at age 29. It's an award in the French cinema. It's a Lifetime Achievement Award. Basically what it is, if you do what Israel wants you to do, you get awards, you get stardom, and your career gets taken care of. But I don't think anybody's going to buy this. Not at age 29. She just hasn't been around long enough for anybody to say she has a body of work justifying a Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, amazingly enough, even Obama's staunchest supporters in the corporate media establishment are now acknowledging Obamacare is a jobs killer, that it's caused far more harm than good. They're still going on and on over Obama's changing of the employer mandate, stroke of the pen, law of the land, it's not how it's supposed to work. And I think what should be obvious at this point is we're seeing a very infective process coming out of the White House where these agendas, programs are put out there without adequate forethought. And they just throw them out there, and as things break and aren't working well, we'll just throw money at it. We'll change this. We'll sign that. It's not good management. It's certainly not good politics. It's not good management. It's not good project management. And yet, at this point, and again, this ties into what I was observing about Obama and Holland yesterday during their little tit-for-tat at the White House. It almost seems like Obama is trying to prevail through intimidation or manipulation, how to win friends and influence people. And it just seems to me like the thought processes inside the White House aren't working very clearly. Maybe they're overworked. Maybe they're not getting enough sleep. Maybe they're all on SSRIs. Maybe they're all coming off the SSRIs. But the quality of thinking and planning coming out of the White House time and time again shows an almost reckless disregard for any idea of actual top-down planning, certainly any regard for a reasonable fiscal management. It seems to be a society, if you will, absolutely, totally focused on its own self-image and self-promotion. It's the triumph, if you will call it, of form over substance. It's a very carefully crafted theater piece. The Obama administration, whether it's Benghazi or getting the guy they claimed was bin Laden, it's all just moving from one stage-managed, choreographed public presentation to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And I think what is definitely missing from the White House staff right now is somebody that can say, no, Mr. President, this is not going to work. All right, there's our music. It's time for me to get out of here and get some rest. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with my recuperation here. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America. Financial